Boy, when we look at the market on yesterday, we see the Dow drop, a lot, 400 points, give or take, 1.5%. That's a significant move on the downward side. We are still well into record territory. The S&P dropped about 1%, the NASDAQ dropped about 1%. Still very, very good. But, you know, the question that everybody has and is thinking about, is this the beginning? We don't know that. But I do feel a little bit like I felt in 2007. Many of you have heard me tell my story about what happened in 2007. In 2007, by the end of the year, probably by mid-November, I was about 45% cash. That means I told everybody that we had to go 45% cash. I moved my institutional money as well as some of my money into much larger cash positions. In 2008, in March of 2008, Bear Stearns went under. As soon as that happened, I decided to go about 75% cash because I knew that my intuition was right that this can't go on, something is wrong. Anyway, we were spared a lot of the big problems in 2007 that a lot of other people, or in 2008 that a lot of people had, and even leading into 2009. I'm saying it feels a little bit like this because of what I believe is somewhat irrational. My problem is we have never, ever had anything like this. We've never seen anything like this. We've never experienced anything like this. And needless to say, there's no past history of anything like this. So there's a lot of concerns in the markets, as there should be. I said last week that it's probably not a good sign to be adding new money to the market, and I still believe that. New money. If you're already in and you want to add to positions, that's fine. But please don't compromise your cash position. If anything, your cash position might be okay being a little bit higher. Let's not be impatient. And I am getting that sense of impatience. I think someone called me, I think it was yesterday, ready to get in the market. And I was like, well, for their circumstances, they were older. They might have even been retired. I don't remember. But I said, why? Why not just at this point, you've been out all this time. Why not wait until after the election? Why not wait? We're talking about 3 months. Some people have been waiting to get into the markets for 3 years. They've already missed all the run-up. And now they want to get in. What's 3 more months? It's insignificant in the grand scheme of things. Well, I might miss something. That's true. You might miss a dramatic loss. Or, yeah, you might miss some gains. But it's 3 months. Let's know we've got a Trump administration that is going to continue on fighting for America and Americans. Let's know that this resurgence that the markets seem to be ignoring is truly worthy of being ignored. I happen to think it is. I think it's all ridiculous. I think it's all a bunch of hype. And I guarantee you the day after the election, we probably won't even hear of this virus again. There are some good buys out there still. There are some great valuations. There's also some very irrational ones. Take a look at how much it is down from its 52-week high. But at least it gives you some idea of what you dollar cost average. Don't dollar cost average into something that is the flat line is near zero for you to be up or down. Let it be down and not even 10%. If it's down 20%, okay, let's give it some consideration. So we need to be careful and prudent and wise and cautious. We need to be listening and paying attention. Yesterday, I was recording something that part of a series that we're going to do next week on the air because I'm on vacation. And, you know, it was kind of a last minute thing. We weren't even sure we were going on vacation. We just go to the beach at the same time every year, and we weren't sure we were going to go. But we decided to go, and we're just going to limit, obviously, what we do other than sit on the beach for a week. So we all go, all the grandkids and our kids, we all go. So we're going to do that, and I'm recording something, and it just called to mind about the fundamentals that we can't forget. You know, we need to be reminded of sometimes. I hope you all listen to that. It's going to be during the second hour, but for one segment, maybe two. So anyway, there's a lot going on. We've got to be careful. Let's be prudent. Let's be wise. Listen, if you've got 20 years, I'm going to say this. I've been saying this. It's somewhat irrelevant. You don't need to ask, man. If you're 40 and you're saving for your retirement, it's just not a big deal. It's going to be really, really hard for you to make mistakes. Unless you're getting in and out and you're selling, you're buying, but if you're investing, if you're buying investments that you're going to hold, you're going to be in great shape. Just stick to the plan. Stick to the partnership. By the way, we do a Bible study. I'm going to do it next week as well while I'm on vacation. Friday mornings. It's 6:30 Eastern time, 5:30 Central time. I apologize. I'm contemplating doing something in the evening, in the fall, doing it in the switching it. But I'll ask everybody and kind of weigh it out before I do it. I don't want to eliminate anybody. I want to get everybody involved. But if you have a friend, somebody that you've been witnessing to, or somebody that would do a Bible study if they could only do it in an unthreatening way, well, this is about as unthreatening as you can get. Nobody sees you. Nobody knows you're there. Nobody knows who you are. We're not going back and forth. I'm not questioning anybody or asking anybody to read something or anything like that. Unfortunately, it's just me. And you guys are on the other end of the phone. It's not that hard. And you're listening and you're paying attention. Probably have it on speakerphone, hopefully with your Bible open. And you're learning to go through it. And we're talking about certain teachings. And we're going word by word and verse by verse. You need to encourage somebody to join. All they got to do is email dan@financialissues.org and write in the subject line Bible study. And they're in. You're not going to get a response until Thursday evening when I send out a reminder about it. And the phone number hasn't changed and it's not going to change. And you'll see that in the reminder on Thursday. So let them know. I just want to thank you all. Keep praying for the ministry. It's going to be a long summer, but we're going to be okay. I know God's going to bring us through fine. And I'm not overly concerned. I'm sure we are going to be fine. Our year ends September 30th. And we're looking forward to all the things God has put before us. I just ask you to hold us up in prayer that God would just give us wisdom. That's all. Because nothing good is going to happen of anything that we do without the obvious strong presence and hand of God. So I would appreciate that, and I thank you for that. Look, this week is just take a look at the buys, the sells, the off the on the buy list, and so on and so forth. Look for quality. If you have an income portfolio, you will be overweighted in certain areas. Like utilities, there's no doubt about it. It's going to be unavoidable. Thank you for all that you do. I sure appreciate it. Stay tuned. I'll be posting some things next week while I'm on vacation, too. You can look for that on the website, some more podcasting. Make sure you listen to that little disclaimer here on the site because I'm still getting emails about it. And it's disappointing, but make sure you listen to that. I don't have any problem with what is going on with all of that situation. I just want you to be certain that I had nothing to do with it. That's all. I get concerned about that. All right. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.